Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Being a comedian, that was not on the bingo card. Like, right. I don't know. Like,
yeah, so that's what I wanted to get to next. And then you started doing comedy, and I was like...
You've always been a funny...
Yeah.
And then you like you actually did stand up, and then we see you doing skits, and then like we see the Shade Room post you and everything, and then you just went up. So let's talk about like this past year, you going viral. Like what made you take that serious?
You know what
it
I'm
never
saying?
Be McDonald's, y'all want it be the but juicy like,
okay, like, you know, but even still, like okay, if it's your girl's birthday or some things like that. Yeah. But why would you do that? And that's the thing too, and that's another thing, like be for real 2025. Because then first of all, why as studs are we trying to go into the norms that construct the heterosexual male and things like that? Oh, they because like you say, oh, they think that we dudes for real, we supposed to pay that. Why are men paying that?
So like, Britt was saying, you know, she likes watching gay man porn.
Oh, hello.
And we posted a clip and so many people were like, me too. And I was shocked. I was shocked.
XL was judging us when we said that, boy. Yeah.
They said a real stud don't have a problem with taking her girlfriend and her friends out to eat and paying the whole bill.
That's stupid.
How y'all feel about paying your girl and her friend's bill? And being a real stud, because real studs hold it down.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about...
is homo as f***.
Gay, 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 gay. What's up, gabies? Welcome back. Like, subscribe, and comment. Don't know where the accent came from, but it's here. It's gonna stay there.
No, it better not. All
Juana, man.
Yes, please subscribe to us, y'all. Help us get subscribers up. I feel like we've been at like that 20-something thousand.
It's for
like,
time. We on the road to 25K.
Get us up there. Help us sister out, okay? If y'all really support us, make sure you go check out our Patreon. Become a member today. Shout out to everybody that is part of the Patreon, especially our family tier members. If you are part of the family tier, you will be invited to the No Homo Show here in Atlanta and watch us, you know, live. And might have a shot or two for you. You know, we bring the vibes.
Or five.
Okay.
You know how we like to
get you an Uber. Get you an Uber. But big shout out to everybody tuned in.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do. So let's go ahead and get into it, Gabies. Okay. Hold on, real quick.
I hate you.
All right, Gabies. So let's get into our special guest in the building today. All right. So today's special guest who is coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay is a dynamic force in the world of entertainment, okay? She blends comedy, music, and culinary artistry into an unforgettable experience. Whether serving up laughs, cooking up mouth-watering dishes, or dropping bars in the studio, she brings passion and authenticity to everything that she does. With a growing fan base that appreciates her raw talent and infectious energy, she continues to break barriers and redefine what it means to be a multi-hybrid creative. Gabies, please welcome to the No Homo Show,
oh
Flavor P!
Flavor P! Oh,
yes! Like
don't try to steal our bio and put it
I
in
it
for
to
booking.
You, honey. Okay. Look. What's tea?
I felt like that was all Shay Shay.
Okay.
That is me. What's up,
Flavor
y'all?
Flavor P, how you feeling? How you living?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm on the No Homo Show.
Hell yes. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it came out yet or is it coming out, but we just did a skit with Flavor P.
Yeah.
And It's funny as hell, y'all.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was perfect, man.
With her and Lauren, and what I could say is, like, it was a lot of improv, and we was dying the whole time.
Yeah, no, it was funny.
From everybody.
It was hard not to laugh. So, I was watching back a clip, and you could hear me, like, trying to not laugh, because when she you came in on that one part, I ain't gonna get too much away. I gotta say, I don't know if it's out right now, but just know that Pete ate that up, and we appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you for doing it. It was definitely fun. But we're gonna get all into your business and all that. But before we do, you know, we gotta break the ice like we don't know you type that. We're gonna get into a game called Skittles and Riddles. In that Skittle bag,
so I do get to eat Skittles.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not eating no Skittles.
You're gonna pull out a gay riddle, all right?
Oh, it's really no Skittles in here.
Joke's on you. Got him.
Continue.
You're gonna pull out a gay riddle, all right? And if you get it wrong, you gotta read it out loud. If you get it wrong, you know we got you a little no homo shot glass right there. Is there some liquor in there?
Yep, it is.
Oh, you gotta take a shot if you get it wrong. So let's hope you get it wrong.
And it sounds like you made it so I can get it wrong.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Everybody tuned in. Y'all know what to do. Y'all get it wrong, y'all take a shot.
Yeah. That's a long ass.
The very first time.
Okay.
Long paper. What does a homo say to another gay going on vacation?
Damn, that's a tough one. Okay, right. Basically,
I don't Happy Pride. I don't know.
Hey,
what if I fuck around? Be right, shit.
What'd you say?
Another homo say to a gay who's going on vacation. Hope you shaved.
That's insane. I'm gay for the stay.
He like, I don't give a fuck about no shaving shit.
Hell no. And my name is Flavor P, and I do not approve that message.
Okay, hello.
That's another story. I'm no storyteller.
Mine is I'm gay for the stay.
Okay.
All right, what number is that?
It's number 2.
I think it's time for you to take a shot. Let's see what the answer is.
I'm wrong? You seem so sure.
I'm hoping. Oh, man, what the fuck?
Wait a second. What the fuck it say? What it say?
Can I help you pack your shit?
Why did she?
Y'all done went to the gay boys. Hey,
pack your shit like tuck it.
You know what? Come on, it's your show. You know what the hell they talking about? Are you better?
Now that is different.
And I was gonna say we don't do that, but then I didn't want to sound all inclusive because I don't know because we might we are all got you stuttering.
Listen, let me tell you this on the No Homo show. You don't gotta be afraid to speak your truth and your perspective. Don't feel like you're gonna get canceled. You might, but don't answer as if you are. Speak your truth.
I'm not worried about that because I have love in my heart equally for everyone besides people who do really nasty things to people.
Like
that
scammers.
Yeah, that. Or I'm going to go extreme. But
she's
you
stupid,
know,
y'all.
I ain't going
to heat up the internet today, boy. I ain't going to do it.
It's crazy. Maybe you can pack your strap. Have you ever tried to tuck a strap?
You mean like just wear it out?
Yeah, and like try
no,
to touch
absolutely
it.
Not. No, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
First of all, you got some thighs on. You gonna be that thing gonna be sticking to your thigh.
And then it's like, and I don't care if you have a $5,000 one. I don't care if you got one of them $40 ones that's okay. on Starship. Like, if you're wearing that around all day.
First of all,
like,
Starship got better ones than $40.
Yeah, they do, but they also have some for $40.
Right.
We're affordable at Starship. And if you know
yes,
anything,
you are.
Go to shopstarship.com. Use code NOHOMOSHOW for 15% off.
All bubble weaves are equal.
Then you would get that strap for $35.
Hello.
Hey, everybody had a little cheap strap back in the day.
I mean, you got to, especially if the girl ain't going to be around. I'm not buying
And I heard about y'all. Which one of you fools had like a white one or a weird one?
her. You know she had the white. My voice was too high.
La Bria had the white one.
It was the color of the inside of my arm and the palm of my hand, which is white.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they're the same.
You take your shot over there?
I took sips.
Okay, go ahead and take a little more.
Lamar.
A little truth sermon there, so we got to get it up out of you.
It's a truth.
Make sure y'all get y'all shot glass too online. Wait, I don't even know if that
it's
shit
so
up.
Cute. I used
glasses.
The other night. I got one from y'all.
Period. Now you got another one.
I'm gonna take some water with this too. This bitch will become karaoke.
No, it's all good. You're gonna be here for a little second. All right, peace. So, welcome officially. That was cute. That was nice. Didn't expect that riddle to go that way.
Your card has me. I'm gonna just show y'all this real quick. Look at this card. That girl swore
she got everything on it on here, okay? It's like Santa Claus. It's like Santa Claus. Only Santa can see what's on here.
I know,
right?
That's right.
So where are we at? All right, so coming up next, we're gonna get into your coming out story, okay?
Okay.
So please let us know who, what, when, where, how was it for you coming up out that closet?
Okay, so when I think of like coming out, I guess that means like when my mama finally got her full confirmation.
Mama's baby.
Okay.
It was like 9 a.m. on a sunny Saturday on the east side. And I was at my grandma's house. And my mom called my sidekick.
Not the sidekick.
Yeah. And what the fuck is this? You seen some old dack-ass letters and shit. Like, I mean, like, she's going off like Twister on me because she done found a notebook that me and my little girlfriend used to pass in between class. Uh-oh. And I mean, even then, like, I wasn't nobody, so, like, it could have been no more than, like, some extreme fingering or something like that. Like, nothing to
extreme try. Extreme fingering is crazy.
Like, it's like a sport.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's what you, whatever. What I'm saying is, so, she cussed me out. She found a notebook. She came to my grandma's house and picked me up, and then she cussed me. My grandma stay in Atlanta. We stayed in Lithonia. So she cussed me out all the way through 20. You know what I'm saying? I ain't buying you shit. I ain't never doing that. I ain't co-signing for no car. Have some bitch take you in some motherfucking car.
Damn.
I'm not gonna do that. Matter of fact, get out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the expressway, it was just this wild thing. And I can say this now.
Yeah.
Because, like, my mom is, like, my biggest supporter. And she might bite somebody in the face if they said something about me gay or something like that. But it was very, very dramatic.
And how old were you around?
I was like six. I was 16. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's the time. That's
that
it.
Off. It's
everybody
16.
Else is kind of like, the first person I told was my auntie.
Yeah.
And like, I'm thinking I'm dropping tea because me and my first girlfriend had broke up. We Belong Together had came out by Mariah Carey. Oh. And I'm sliding down walls.
Yes.
Sliding down walls.
So I think I'm spilling tea telling my auntie, and it's just like, I tell somebody, like, I'm gay, and she's like, duh, pudding.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay. You know what I mean? But that mama knowing and, you know, having that little spot. But I mean, like, you know, we get through that and, like, you know, that's my biggest fan. So
yeah,
I love that it can, you know, it helps if you grow up to be somebody and like do something, you know. But I mean, even still, like, my mama would say that now, like, she wasn't going for none of that shit. She'd be under my comments with people, accept your cheering. Okay. That's the way they supposed to be. Like,
hello? Look at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank God my mom ain't on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Same, because, yeah.
Yeah, my mama, man, because parents do care so much about us, they will be defending us too much. Mom, why you even read that?
No, for real.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I don't give a damn. Like,
right.
I mean, yeah, they don't understand it, but I do. We're blessed.
Facts.
That's what's up. So you said your auntie already knew. So like, what was it about you that made your auntie be like, girl, I already know you.
I used to sit like this in a dress.
Legs wide open.
But I always been different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I guess I was gay before I knew it was a word to be gay. Like, I felt like, I don't feel like I grew up feeling like, oh, this straight, this gay. It was actually, it wasn't that much of a conversation like it is now.
Right.
Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Kids were kids, and then these things. And I don't know. Maybe it's an unhealthy thing. Maybe you figure out. But, like, I didn't know anything about it. You know what I'm saying? I knew that more little girls had pursued me than dudes did by the time I was, like, 5 or 6. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff we don't talk about. But, yeah. I mean, hey. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like... And not even on social, but like just the genuine attraction and things like that. And like growing up, like I didn't know that. My mom, I ain't seen no, you know, I seen some gay dudes. Like I grew up in a hair salon, you know.
Yeah.
So all the culture, you know what I'm saying, really seen. But I didn't have the cool aunties with the cuts or anything like that. But
yeah.
I knew that I operated differently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, actually, I do want to say, so your dad's a barber, mm-hmm. right? And you need to send us pictures of when I first met you. First of all, we'll get into our...
Oh, my God. Well, you did. You still had a fucking sharp-ass haircut. We'll
get, the push waves?
Yes.
I was talking about them the other day.
I forgot about that.
We'll get into our history, but I'll say what she said.
I forgot about that.
She was like she's her own self, one of a kind, y'all. She had these... What is it called? Push waves?
Push waves.
I'm talking about her hair was like permed and styled.
Yes.
And
I was so toxic. Man.
And you couldn't do that if you didn't have a father as a barber. Because girl, how are you keeping
that
up with these
cuts? That shit was sharp as fuck.
All the time. And it's,
I forgot
you're
about
so
that,
humble
man.
Right now for cool little slick cut because girl. What made you cut it? We need pictures.
It was toxic. And then, like, I went through a really bad breakup, and I just felt like all of that was... And it's like, I be feeling like how they be feeling with their locks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to restart it. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie. Like, it was a part of a time when I was... Like, I was outside, you know what I'm saying, doing a little house. I was in the clubs. I was doing, you know, a lot of things. And I was just like, whatever, just fresh start. And I think I like it that way. But you know what? I will say I do want to bring that back. Because I was,
should,
I was
bro,
just telling my girl like
that.
Like, boy, you wouldn't know, you know, I had a goddamn push way.
I ain't never seen it before, bro.
That's hilarious. I definitely forgot about
and
that.
And then I think one year you dressed up as Missy. Did you? And then she had the whole black suit on. And I feel like you had some waves or something. Did you have waves or something?
I had my push waves.
Yes.
My finger waves.
I'm like, bro, you killed
they
that.
They were finger waves, but they were pushed up like on a Johnny Bravo type thing.
It's the same. I need pictures of that. But
you know, Money Long got her bringing back the old schools too, though. Like,
okay.
she's been going like
Diana
top
Supreme.
Top tier demure French roll.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a cold motherfucker to pull off a French roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's
doing it. Well, let's get into, like, you and everything. So, like, for me, first of all, you were one of the first people I met down here. You and my sister were actually best friends. I think y'all fell out. That's between y'all.
Oh, this is one of these kind of shows?
Yeah.
these kind of shows.
I mean, that's for y'all to talk about. I think y'all should talk.
But I love her forever.
Yeah,
I love her forever.
No, and the crazy thing is she loves you forever, too. And that's why I think y'all need to talk. But that's for y'all. You know what I'm saying? But you were actually my roommate years ago, y'all. So this is probably over 8 years ago. Well,
what
it had to
when
be.
I burned the carpet?
Well...
I burned the carpet a few times.
She done a lot. She does a lot.
I don't know if he was in that apartment, but I'm sorry if he was there.
So
I get that deposit back.
Oh, baby.
So I want to kind of start off of like where I knew you. You was a chef and a great ass chef. And like you were building up just to do amazing things, right? But then I remember you like to rap too, like, and you were nice at rapping. And like, you had like this dilemma of like, yo, I love being a chef. I love being a rapper. And I'm telling you, like, you gotta kind of choose. Like, it's kind of confusing when you're doing both things on one platform and putting it together. Like, you know, and then I started seeing you rap about food. And I'm like, this is low-key how you make it make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you started, you had your own seasoning. You have your own seasoning. And then you made a song about that. And then you're just funny on doing that shit. So, like, you're multi-talented and you're learning how to do
Thank
it
you.
All. You know what I mean? And I think Was that a struggle for you on like, damn, like I'm passionate about all this stuff?
I know, absolutely. Because I don't know. Do y'all want me looking at y'all or y'all want me looking dead in this shit face?
No, no. We have a conversation here.
Dead in the shit face.
I know editing matters.
No, like, nah, if you got forever. If you talking to somebody like one of them bitches, back okay. in the day, you look at them in their face. All right?
No, it was because like I often felt for a long time, like I've always loved art. I always loved rapping. I fell in love with cooking and fell in love with rapping at the same time. Mm-hmm. But back then, listening to people, you know, what's gonna make money, what's gonna make you solid, you know what I'm saying, give you security, things like that. And so it's the cooking, but I mean, like, my creativity never died. Like, I'm always looking for ways to express myself. Like, right. I'm a very creative person. Like, if it don't come out, like, I'm not a good, like, I don't even want to see who I am if I can't express. That's how much I know it is important to express yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what it can do for you as a person. And you know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. like your overall, you know, status at mm-hmm. a time. Like, be free, be light. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can take on more. The world is tough for everybody. Like, pick your level, pick your devil. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, the world is for everybody. But, like, you could crash out the fuck about it. Or, like, you could take it and, like, you can, you know, find a way to move through it. You know? Mm-hmm. And so, creativity helps me a lot with that.
Yeah, so, like, one thing I realized, like, a lot of creative people, like, you might be talented or chose one part of your creativity, like me, let's say I DJ, mm-hmm. but once you're a creative, like, you can't help but to like want to do other shit too, just because it's like a release okay. as well. But you also was on some TV shows, right?
Yeah.
Can you say what shows?
Yeah, so I was on Food Network. I was on Guys Grocery Games. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, other than that, I did some little cameo shits for like MTV and stuff like that. But
right.
yeah, Guys Grocery Games, that was a big thing for me because it's like, okay, like in your chef stature, you know, okay, you on the TV shows, they getting you in because it's not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. you out of like 2,000 people mm-hmm. or something, or like auditioning. And like, you have to be that one. Like, that wasn't even my first one. I was supposed to, in 2022, I was supposed to be on this show. Well, now it's called, oh, now it's called like The Pressure Cooker or whatever. But before, they wasn't even giving the names, and I got all the way down to the bottom. Like, I took off for like 3 weeks and like, and everything, like, I'm finna go do this. And then like, something like the agent that found me to bring me to the show, she got fired, and because of that, they didn't want to like breach the show and think she was gonna tell me shit that I didn't know. Oh, so damn. I ended up not going, and I'm talking about 2 days before, like, I'm just
bitch.
You know what I'm saying? And that really hit me like,
oh yeah, because you think this your opportunity, this your time, this your hell moment. Yeah.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, dang, yeah, back to reality. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like, I've been pushing stuff a lot on, you know, like 5 years ago, I was fortunate to meet this guy named Devo, and he created this network called Food and Lifestyle TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much a network. It was about food and lifestyle, but it really catered to chefs. And so at a young age, you know, I was doing like a cooking show, but I was pulling up to my homegirls who got rich parents, kitchens and stuff, and shooting them and stuff like that. But when he seen it, he took it on. He put me on his network, and you know, he just gave me like an experience and a playground. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's artist development. That's stuff like that. Yeah. That's people got to see, mm-hmm. you know, when they get there, and they're just like believing in that. So, you know, a lot of this, like being a comedian, that shit was not on the bingo card. Like, right. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to get to next. And then you started doing comedy, and I was like,
you always been a funny ass nigga, though.
Yeah, but it was
so
just me.
No, and dead ass, yeah.
Yeah, and then you like, you actually did stand up, and then we see you doing skits, and then like, we see the Shade Room post you mm-hmm. and everything, and then you just went up.
Yeah.
So let's talk about like this past year, you going viral. Like, what made you take that serious? Because like, I feel like, well, time flies, first of all. So you might have been doing like skits for a minute, but it felt like you were consistent with it recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I started doing comedy in like February.
Okay.
I was stressing out. I was supposed to be breaking up with this damn girl.
Supposed to be breaking up is crazy.
So are you still with her?
No, absolutely not. And you know what I'm saying? There's not one of them. You're not going to put it. She's a great person. We just weren't great for each other.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. But like, I'm just like stressed out and I'm trying to keep this relationship and I'm not. And then I'm like, my job, like, you know, I'm a chef in the daytime too. And I had that going on, and then all my side hustles, like, you know, so
side hoes.
Yeah, right.
No, absolutely not. Okay. I'm not one of those guys.
You cut your hair, so you're not.
I ain't no holla back girl. Okay. No more. I quit my shit at 30. Like, I'm like cold turkey, like clean, like, no. Like, it's none.
You ain't relapsed
at
all.
I'm on the future. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. But yeah, so I just felt out of place, and I was like, I need to do something. And, you know, and people have always told me that I was funny, but I always used to say, like, I'm just stupid just because I don't know how to write jokes. But someone was like, just go do it. And then I did it, and, like, the first show, everybody was like, this your first time going up there? And I'm like, shit, y'all, I did good, yeah. You know? And then I met my partner that I be shooting videos with, like, you know, she be Beyonce status and on the internet. That's Ty Grant. Like, you know, we had a chemistry and she was like, you know, let me show you how to get this money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we started getting skits and I love doing skits and I love that because, and I definitely want to say this and I'm glad I could say this on the platform, yeah. But like, I consider myself a sketch comedian. I would go do stand up because I respect the art. Like when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, like growing up, mm-hmm. I always watched stand up, Def Comedy Jam, like Common View, yes. All those, like, I can kind of recite like a lot of people's jokes. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But you know, that TV shit, like that's where the money at. That's where the like bing, 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 bing. So although I think that's important, mm-hmm. and like you know, but I'm not trying to be all the way like stand up.
That's
like,
fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like it's something else that I see that's already in line with what I was doing because I was already doing TV shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's.
It makes sense.
You know, but I see a lot, you know, I see the comedian, like they be on like different podcasts and stuff like that. And oh, these new ones, they got it hard.
They be so mad.
I forget. I feel like
there's pros and cons to everything. Like just as much as you got this audience right in front of you, you got probably a million new comedians trying to get these people. You know what I mean? Where back in the day, you wouldn't know that many comedians. So like the less competition, like, you know, times change. You know what I mean? You time gotta change. Evolve.
Can I
with
say
it.
Something?
Go ahead. Uh-oh.
When you were gatekept, you feel like you had to work your way up to that and you deserve the right to gatekeep someone else. And that's just simply what that is.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, how they just get the, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to go into work. I couldn't go into them clubs. They used to kick me in the ass at the door.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, I had to lick 3 toes just to get 2 minutes set.
No, dead ass. That's how they be sounding, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and that's not that, like, nothing is what it was back then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, there's a thing, though, and it's like, show some respect, too. Because, like, to be like, oh, they just skip people, like, there are people who are great, you know, classic, loved comedians on stand-up, mm-hmm. but they don't translate in the film.
Right. Or social media. Yeah. So if you so if it's so easy, why you ain't got
you
your
because you try.
Up.
Yeah. You try, and then like you get your loyal fan base or whatnot, but it don't shoot up. And then that's when it's like, you know what I'm saying? I do too much shit for you to try to like play that game with me because I do too much. You know what I'm saying? It's all that one thing. It's a new time. It's new ways to figure things out. Like, you know, why not elevate yourself? Like, I personally, I run a breakfast restaurant. So skits really worked for me. And then clearly, like, they're working for me. Yeah. Sure. But they work for me because I have to go open a restaurant at 5:00. I can't smell, like, fucking blunts, chicken wings, and, like, you Casamigos every day and go do my job with the integrity of a chef.
Right.
Not because it's my job. I have a job where I can't say, just fuck my job. I don't like this job. But I'm a chef. It takes a chef. And I have integrity as a chef. Yeah. So I'm not going to be in there slumming out of clubs or whatnot to get 5-10 minutes hoping a couple people say like, yeah, like of course build that board or you can take some time, film the skits, go do that, and like thousands of millions love you, and you know,
there's different lanes for everybody. I was about
to say, everything is different strokes for different folks. Yeah. Like, there's no way to do, there's not one way to do one thing anymore. And I think that people just gotta kind of get used to that. And it's not like everybody that puts skits out there, like they stick or like they grow. Like, everybody's not just like putting a skit and then they got millions of views.
Yeah.
So it's like, how you mad at somebody that actually worked towards it?
Don't.
So what if they drive 3 hours and they'll do a 5 minute set? Like, that should be.
So
it's the old heads.
Yeah. You can't pay that shit no mind. Yeah. So what was your first viral skit?
Probably one with the wigs on.
When I say viral, I would say M's. Yeah, I got like my first, like when it got like 600,000-700,000 is when I acted like how they be acting in the Jamaican restaurant when you walk in and they just got they have the best pleasant attitude you've ever met. So if you want to go check it out and see how pleasant I portrayed that experience.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
Baby, look. They don't have to, Hollywood ain't going to have to work for me. They're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
So just go see. I did a Jamaican POV, ordering at a Jamaican restaurant.
That's hilarious.
That you walk into in Atlanta,
yeah.
Georgia. You know what I'm saying? But the one that started hitting friends when I was acting like my mama when I was coming out.
How your mama was acting?
First of all, be them damn wigs.
My mama is, and that's what I love about Miss Pat, because she represents like the black mama that you don't see. And Miss Pat is from Atlanta.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And she's so Atlanta too.
Miss, that's my mama. Yeah. That's why I love that. That's exactly how my mama got, except from the east side. That's East Atlanta. Yep. Like, she went going for none of that shit. Like, you know, for nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. But you know, and just like always had something to say.
Yeah.
You know. I love her to death. Yeah. I love her. Like, you know, you have to. What I love about, like, my mom's tough love, you have to read between the lines. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, you know, everybody feel what you feel, but sometimes you do have to read between the lines. And it's not okay. Like, they're learning as you're learning, especially when you come to parenting and things like that. Like, it's so much care in her anger. It's so much protection in her eye at you. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's so much, you know, I'm thinking about you and your well-being when you're not thinking about you and your well-being.
Right.
And, like, being able to break that down. And, like, that's why sometimes, like, I love when I post stuff like that and, like, people are like you're healing trauma. Mm. Or, like, some people, like, I'm triggered. I'm like, well, bitch, I don't know what to tell you like that, but I get it.
People always fucking triggered.
And, girl, I'm not the one to go to do that with, because I'm not going to say I don't care about your feelings, but, baby, like.
Not everything's so damn sensitive.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you can just simply unfollow somebody and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
If you didn't like it or, this is triggering, it bring me back. Well, baby, I understand that that's okay, but, like, maybe bring up something that you need to heal. Because if you're going through life as a 30-year-old, 40-year-old person, like making not smart decisions and not being emotionally intelligent at the rate that you need to be because your mom didn't accept you for being gay when you were 16 and 17, baby, it's not me. It's not the skit. It's not TikTok.
Right.
It's not social media. It's not Trump. It's not the alcohol. It's you. And you know what I'm saying? And there's so many places to do that. I think... You know what? It's 2025. And see, y'all cranking me the fuck up. And I feel like in 2025, we all need to be fucking for real. Because that's what we not. This is the camera. 2025.
Yeah.
Be fucking for real. Like, that's what it is. It's it's audacious how much people just stray from the truth and want you to believe it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this and I want you to think this. And it's just like, I don't know. I just want everybody to be for real. I think it'll be a better place. We already got a lot going on. Be for real.
I love that.
It's hard to be for real, boy.
Yo.
Be for real.
It's easy to be fake.
Yeah.
You said
so. All right. So,
one more thing I want to say about your content. I think too, what you were just saying, like, it's so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, when I be seeing your shit, I got a family member who act just like that, or I know somebody who acts just like that. So, I think that's also why people be like, it resonate with them deeply, because it's like, damn, I definitely got a mama or auntie or somebody. Just like that. Like when you was talking about them little boy clothes, boy, when you going to walk, boy. I used to, even before I was gay, I did not like girl clothes. And I used to beg to get like the collared shirts and the jeans. And they used to be like, why you want the little boy clothes?
Duke Capri pants and them Reeboks.
I was getting a little K-Swiss too. Mm-hmm. Y'all was wearing K-Swiss?
Yeah.
I used to fuck with K-Swiss.
I had a couple.
Yeah.
I had a couple. It was whatever the 2 for $89 that Foot Locker was at that time. It was me, my brother, and my sister.
Yeah, gotta hit them deals.
You know what I'm saying? So you on 2 for $89, but I remember, yeah, we used to get them Reebok Classics. But this is stuff that people talk about because I hate that they're saying like you're getting more information on like lesbians and gay men and things like that because they're pushing the agenda, but you're being less ignorant. You're not allowed to be in that box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, especially with the, I don't know, I don't even think you should try to explain like studs, non-studs, because it's causing a global overstimulation.
Because there's no written handbook for this shit. And there's no one way to be a damn stud. And people get mad when motherfuckers want to be a little sassy. And they like, and you're not a real stud.
It's us doing
it. No, it is.
It's us doing it. Talk about except us, and it's us doing it.
Yeah. That's so
and
true,
that's why that's we so want to talk about, like, on the No Homo show, just that there's so many aspects. There's no right way, wrong way. And sometimes, like how you were saying before you came out and you kind of grew up gay before you realized it, once you realize you're not the only one that feels this way or feels masculine but wants to, you know, be a little soft or something or whatever, like, it's okay. Right. And there's somebody probably on our show that you could relate to. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Because they be trying to chew us up sometimes. I'm here. We had a little bisexual stud up there. They were mad at her. I'm like, how y'all mad? He's talking about she like to suck dick. If she like to suck dick, let her suck dick. I don't got nothing to do with her sucking no dick.
Why your voice gets so high?
Let her suck the dick.
And, you know, everybody do what you need to do for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like labels wouldn't even be so important if it wasn't so... Like, I feel like this whole situation, because you only have to... If, put it like this, I could say I'm not a stud, which I don't think so. You know what I'm saying?
Alright.
I don't think no.
No, you are very like, you're like a sassy stud.
You know what I'm saying? So, but like, what does that mean?
Like, you're very girly, but you're very like
masculine presenting.
But when you say stud, but then studs be like, I don't do that. And so that's what I started calling myself.
Listen to me.
At first I was like, okay, I'm not gonna fit into no stud. Then, you know what I'm saying? At first, and then it was like, okay, they came out with the sassy stud. You know me. Like, I don't really care. Like, that's not no insult to me.
So you know.
They forced me to be a stud. I did not like labels at all. They forced me to be a stud.
But why
stud.
Are we labeling that? Because are you calling me a stud because I wear boy draws?
Yes.
Because I don't carry myself like a man.
Yeah, but listen, all right, let's say, all right, they're Spanish people.
I'm a prince. Right?
All right, look, they're Spanish people. They could be Colombian, they could be Puerto Rican, they could be Dominicanas, you know, they're Spanish people. We are studs. We are sassy. Yeah. We are very manly, masculine. And we are pretty studs. Look at me. Look
you
at
feel
look
me? Me. So, okay, boom. So, look.
I guess that
you
ain't right.
You said all of them, right?
Yeah.
Now, throw one that fits in all of them that likes presenting herself that way, but still openly wants to go date men. Then you trying to kick the bitch out. But you seen how the party started? Where does the separation go? Remember? Because, of course, we are Dominicans and we got the leg. And that's all I be saying. Like, don't make nobody feel fucking excluded.
Right.
Because they want to do what they want to do. And there ain't no motherfucking secret code. Like, what is that? Like,
I think the gay community sometimes feels like... like you're cheating on them when you represent something straight. Like even
I thought you were a real stud.
Let's say like even when like we love Kalani or whatever, and then when she dated YG, it's like, oh, but you're not that gay. Like
maybe
we wouldn't book you for Pride, but let you have a girlfriend. Now we're booking you for Pride.
That's true.
But you still bisexual. But what you gonna bring YG to Pride? No, we want you to bring Queen or whatever her name is.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, one of y'all let old girl, and it might not have been y'all, but one of y'all let old girl bring Blueface.
Krishan,
wasn't
she,
you?
She did. No, we let her. I mean, we didn't have a choice.
We booked the whole Zeus. Let's just throw that out there. Zeus
put up. Okay. But you know she ain't going nowhere without daddy. Come on now. You know daddy was going to be there. And I was like, hey, he in the gay club, so.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah, it's. We got to break this, all these rules and.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Shit.
Yeah, it's, you just know what I'm saying?
Like, even if you want to be in the cold, like, you got to have, like, at least 6 sports bras to consider yourself a stud still.
Right.
Like, let the measures go because, like, yes. If you want us to be included and, like, for us to not. For the overall to not look at us like a sector that is still fighting for acceptance. How are we doing that within ourselves?
It's crazy.
As long as you're not harming anybody.
Right.
As long as you're not, you know what I'm saying? If y'all not, cause like, and then that's the same thing. You know what's one of the biggest things that straight relationships are going through right now, especially in Atlanta? Download men. You know why yes. y'all create like that? Cause how does a black man mostly like come out and say that he likes men, he likes both? That's why he down low. And then you want to go ahead and it's kind of slick. Influence the same thing in the lesbian world. You're creating the down low, kind of like they just did, but we don't want to talk about it. We just gonna say, Ian, move along and go get our fucking haircut.
Yeah.
So that's why I be talking to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, be the fuck for real 2025.
Okay, that's yeah. your campaign right there.
I don't
right
think
there.
We be ever had anybody move to the side and cross their leg like you. Because
you ain't never.
You on a campaign press run right yeah. now.
Let me get y'all local.
Okay, yeah. hello.
Well, you know, I think since you've been going viral on yes. the internet and stuff, I think it's only right we talk about other things that have had the internet up in a roar. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, although I don't want to classify us as studs or anything, but since we're all in here, you know, we can give our opinions on stuff. Might think a little different. But
I'll tell you how you could classify me.
Okay.
Okay, y'all are bull daggers. I am a stallion sword.
Who's a bull dagger?
I don't know. You could be a stallion sword. You got bull daggers.
I'm good.
And then
on
you
both.
Got stallion sword.
What is a stallion sword?
It's very demure. These sound better than bull because you got a bull dagger and then you got the stallion sword.
Okay.
And tis his eye.
I
and
ain't
so
no stallion.
So that's what you could be. So now go ahead. Now
but you gotta be a certain height though to be a stallion sword.
No, I'm short. Boy, I'm the same.
You taller than me.
Y'all little fucking bit. Ponies. All right.
What you like? 5'5", 5'6"? I'm 5'3", 5'4".
I tell folks 5'6" when I want to feel like somewhere. I'm pretty true flat ass 5'5".
Yeah, flat ass. I want to be a stallion. Well, what is it?
But my girl 6'1".
For real?
Yes, I love that.
My
it's
girl
like,
5'9".
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
6'1" is tall as shit.
When them anacondas be having them antelopes wrapped
up. Yeah, big mama.
Can I see a picture of y'all too?
Big mama.
Yes. Hold on, my
just
phone
send it
over
to
there.
Me. Yeah, just send it to me.
Big mama.
Okay, so first thing I want to talk about is something like you said on the show
yeah.
that actually so many people could relate to. And
oh,
I think
you was going to say that because that's the one talking point. You said you hang out with these fools one time.
What?
And you're going to be putting this. Don't be putting this shit where my grandma can see this because I was
just.
Oh, you
know your grandma going to see this.
No, you know, she not. Well, first of all, I'm not even going to put it on me. So go ahead. All say right. what you're talking about. I'm participating.
So Britt was saying, you know, she likes watching gay man porn.
Oh, hello.
And we posted a clip and so many people were like, me too. And I was shocked. I was shocked.
Excel was judging us when we said that, boy. Yeah. She was like, what am I missing?
I know a lot of y'all. I know a lot of people were.
And then you, when we were kicking it the other day, you was like, shout out to you because I watch gay man porn too. So what is up with gay man porn? Men
go
doing...
watch it and then come back and let
what
me know
what I would
how
say
it was
is
you.
In my days.
Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
Like, I could actually see that. I don't know. I don't know if it was like, it's like the both, like the... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I will say that I can appreciate it. I feel like I look at I don't know. I look at it more of like a art, like a watching of a thing. You gonna ask me and you gonna say that? But I'm like, I mean, like, I'm serious. Because I don't know.
Why don't you look at two girls as an art?
I mean, you can see that, but it's played the fuck out. Everybody looks at it. It's been exploited. You know what I'm saying? Too much. And I think it's just like that exchange of emotion and seeing that. Because I was almost going to give you like a BS answer as like the two dominants. But no, because like it can be the ones and the dudes are mostly playing like a lot of like, you know, on the femish area. But it's just something about that is intriguing to me. I don't know. You know, maybe I could talk to my counselor.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not judging.
It made me think. Like,
so is it turning y'all on?
Maybe I watched Oz too much growing up. Y'all used to watch Oz?
I didn't, but I watched Wentworth. Oh. So that's like Oz on crack. Like
Wentworth, that's with women.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the male version, I guess. But they was like shanking motherfuckers and shit. But they had a lot of sex in that. Maybe I'm like I got PTSD or something.
It's something to watch.
Is it because
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
It's kind of what you were saying, but like two masculine men where you think that they should be harder than...
You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Now you're getting somewhere. I think so.
Because you see them in a vulnerable moment.
I feel like, look, you got Ayanla right next to you, and you ain't even know it. That's what it might be. Because you have those, man, you got to be strong. You can't be doing this. You got to be there. You this way. You're that way. You're better this and it's like, oh, y'all are.
Bend that ass over.
And then it's like. And you know what? Because it's like I didn't even. I'm not dealing with this. I think you're right, and that's what I'm saying.
No, you have to deal with this.
And like I said,
you have to deal with this.
What I'm saying is, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Because there have been times.
Be fucking for real.
Be fucking real.
Don't BS us up here, P.
Fabian P got game, baby.
Because you gotta stand on what you came.
You're right.
Be fucking
real.
But it turned y'all on.
And I mean, on and on. I don't.
Look at the high voice.
I'm gonna say it turned me on. Yes. What I will say is that it might have been on when I was trying to get off. All right, bing, bing, bing. Don't fuck with
you
me.
You did that.
Yeah. I like sneaky shit. I like shit that ain't supposed to be happening. I don't
you
know.
You are such a red flag. I don't know how you got your life
like,
together.
Y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be fucking, but y'all fucking.
But why they not? But lesbians.
Because I watch like download men having sex. So like they're technically, like they look straight as fuck. I'm not walking like a feminine man.
Oh,
I'm watching like two like.
Masculine man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's up, bro? You want to smoke?
Right. They see that. Like, yeah, go ahead and get them all together. Get them together.
And that's why they be getting ate up on the internet right now.
That's so true.
Niggas love their homeboys. These guys, you want to smoke?
It makes me question it now because, you know, after seeing, and then I come across the shit where it's like, damn, I actually seen him in the club before.
Yeah.
Because some of the,
there
a lot of
was
the
a
shit,
porn star, MSR, a guy? This past week.
Yeah, like if you go through them pages, you get to the real shit. It's like, nigga, I seen him in Atlanta before. That gets a little awkward.
Yeah.
I actually seen a man in person that I watched on porn. I was like, damn, do I say that I
big dick?
Watched you?
You got big dick energy?
I saw you suck your best friend. Dude.
How do you say that? Like, boy, you be fucking putting in there work.
I see what you're doing on that. I be watching that. Keep doing your thing.
Okay,
now.
So I just
you take a selfie, Britt. So next time you selfie. See your favorite porn star person, yeah. Take a selfie.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, so many people actually related to that, which was surprising to me. But Y'all really still didn't help me understand, but I don't judge. And I get a little perspective. I don't know.
It's not really words for it.
So do the dick be turning y'all on?
No.
Okay.
It don't make me feel like I want to go get a dick.
No.
I want some
and
dick.
That's why I don't like talk about this, because then they be like, oh, you that? Oh, you thug. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this other stuff that it ain't really went there.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally just think I'm freaky. You know what I'm saying? So like when I think and I see intrigue and stuff, like it's like okay, because outside of the missionary back to back 69
did put it.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's very, you know what I'm saying? So like I'm intrigued by things like that and seeing people get turned on by things like that when I'm already a natural freak and I'm already like, you know what I'm saying? So that's another story and I'm no storyteller.
Oh yeah.
I understand.
Okay.
Booyah. Be well, fucking for real. You got some homework to do.
All right.
No, watch Two Men and then let us know how it went
okay.
for you.
Okay. Just all right, I'll do that. I'll put that on my to-do list. All right.
Watch Two Men.
When my wife walk in, all right, I got brand new.
You ain't going to do it like that, because you're going to be sitting there like, what am I?
Don't do it with your wife.
Okay, do it on the low.
Yes.
No, don't do that, because if she walk in, oh, baby, it's so good.
Oh, y'all want to know this? I got something so even like Batisha real
when she wouldn't do you right there. But like if you had like a sorry sucker, like they'll use that part like and I walk there. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something that I was thinking about the other day, y'all. Okay, so look, I've been watching men porn for a long time. I'm not new to it, right? So one time, and why it's funny is because the girl came here recently. So I invited this girl to my mama house, right? And the girl wanted to see my phone for some reason, right? I had in my search history, like, dad fucking son or something weird. Like, and she was like, why do you got stepdad fucking son? I'm like, oh, I don't know who was playing on my phone. She never came back.
I wouldn't have either.
She probably thought I was so weird. And she came here recently. And I was wondering, like, yo, do she still be thinking about when she saw that in my phone?
I wouldn't really judge you. And the thing is, I probably wouldn't have even said nothing. I'd just be like.
No, she did. I was like, why?
But you're mature.
Is this in
no,
your search?
No, I would have been mature. I would have been like, that's not mature, fucking, you mature. That's weird. And I'm
not. No, I was so embarrassed. Because that's why I even felt comfortable to say this out loud.
That happened to me at Lowe's. I was trying to show this lady this pipe I needed for the, what you call it?
A pipe?
A pipe, huh?
Come on.
My pipe came up.
No. So, I don't know. No, but that's what I'm saying. It probably was.
Yeah.
It was some cats on the screen.
Oh, but so you tried showing you already had something on your phone.
No, but I didn't want that to show because she didn't deserve that. This was just a lady that worked at the hardware store. She didn't need it. Regardless of what it was, it could have been $2.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve to see that.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to show her that, that is a little embarrassing. And I was
that
just
is
like.
Yeah. That's why I fuck with iPhone for making the private.
Yeah.
The private.
No, you're just nasty.
Because if I forget to clear it out, because sometimes you're just exhausted. It's like, oh, shit.
No, I ain't going to lie.
You got to make sure you clear it out. But on the private, it don't save.
But what you mean the private?
You won't know about the private on Safari? It don't save none of your search history. Right here, private.
Did y'all know there's a private on Safari?
Now, I'm
private
here browsing. Thinking you're talking about private screen. You're talking about, oh, you a freak.
The private browsing. Oh, that's yeah. where I watch my porn at. Yeah, because when you go to Google.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Because all your shit come up on your regular, all your searches come up, but on your private, all it deletes by itself,
it
so you don't gotta remember.
You got my email, copgoggle.com.
You know what
like,
I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's very...
You gotta go to the
hold
private
on, let me
screen.
See, turn it over again, show me.
Yeah, you just go to to Safari, hit the two boxes.
Two boxes.
It say start page, and it say private. You scroll over to the private, booyah, you in there.
Everybody, y'all just learned that, because I know 90% of y'all did not
y'all
know
motherfuckers
that.
Knew that.
Oh, Brit. Yes, they did. It was called incognito.
You are a sneaky little bitch.
Hey, we got to keep it clean around here. You know what I'm saying? We got time. I made that mistake that one time.
Okay.
And it never happened
real
again.
Surprise. I know I feel.
Yeah.
Because you at least you do that. Because I'm a person, like, once it's all said and done.
It's out there.
I clear everything. Like, I clear before I go to sleep. I don't care how tired. I don't care how great it was.
Okay.
Delete.
So, on that private, like... Outside of porn, like, what else would it be used for?
If you want to kill somebody,
All right, we're going
to
delete
just that. Anything that you don't want to be tracked back in a Google search, you would use on your private screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. There was something I wanted to look up the other day.
Yeah, it's like a hidden IP.
Because somebody kept talking shit, but I didn't want, if something happened, I didn't want the police to.
Use the private. Yeah.
Say now. I'll just say.
Kill somebody is crazy. Now, why? Let me say clear about the killing somebody. I wasn't gonna kill nobody, but I was wondering how people always get caught like that. You know, like that's the first thing they do. They go to their little history. So I'm like, why they ain't using the private? So I was like, how to get away with killing somebody? Just to test it out. Typed it in, went back. Brit, it was gone.
Just stop. All right. Just fucking I'm not stop. You are digging a hole and it's not 6 foot. All right.
Woo. I ain't saying kill him dead. I'm just like, right. Kill him like permanently.
All right. Can I get into something maybe a little lighter on that? Like, whoa. All right. Somebody said this. Tell me what y'all think. All right. They said a real stud don't have a problem with taking her girlfriend and her friends out to eat and paying the whole bill.
That's stupid.
How y'all feel about paying your girl and her friend's bill? And being a real stud, because real studs hold it down.
I'm just blessed to not be one of those studs that even presented with shit like that.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, if that's what you want to do, if you're making stupid obscene, you know, it ain't even stupid obscene amount of money. Like the dinner could be $1,000, it could be $3,000, $5,000. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I never find myself in those scenarios and
the
things like
is
that.
Coming, ain't they?
They heard me talking about the murder shit. You better come get mine.
Yeah, trying to be private.
See, I went on my private screen when I was talking about it.
They're going to be behind that Joker. Catch a bitch. Dark whip.
Dark whip.
So, Britt,
I think that's some gender role heteronormative type of perspective or something like that. Because some women look at studs like the man. And I ain't gonna lie, if I was dating a man, hell yeah, pay for me and my bitches fucking to go out to eat. I don't give a fuck, yeah. But I don't think that that's true about a stud. I'm not paying for any of y'all.
Is it my girl's birthday?
And that's it. That's
even
what I was gonna say.
Her birthday.
If it's her birthday and you done took them out of it, and then maybe, even then. But even if you're like, come on, let's be like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing good, everybody doing great. But there were times like when we were figuring it out. Why would all of y'all be at the fucking Jupiter's Crab thinking that you gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
It never be McDonald's, y'all want. It'd be the Juicy Crab.
But even still, like, okay, STK. If it's your girl's birthday or some things like that. Yeah. But why would you do that? And that's the thing, too. And that's another thing, like, be fucking for real. 2025, because then first of all, why is studs are we trying to go into the norms that construct the heterosexual male and things like that? Oh, they, because like you say, oh, they think that we dudes for real, we supposed to pay that. Why are men paying that? You know what I'm saying? Why are you doing, and you're not okay with it. If you're not okay with it, and even the ones who do say, because I know a lot of dudes, they hustle and they do what they want. Of course, they're going to say it for their status or whatnot, but you want hoes, you want clothes, you want cars. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then to go and do that. And so what do you do when you want a girl? But when she only cares about, that's all these bitches want. That's all you gave. Because that's not where the personality is from. Now you're trying to figure out why your baby mama is over here. Be for real.
Right.
2025.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? And why that's are we trying to construct ourselves to that? Like, oh, the real stud. I do all of this and I'm doing like that. And that was my issue. I had an issue with that. Like, in my 20s and stuff like that, and early 30s, like with dating and things like that. Because for some reason, I used to be plagued by the straight women. Like I five girlfriends in a row. They were all straight. I ain't never liked a girl, but I liked you. And I thought that shit was so
cool. Oh my God, that'd be their favorite line
I thought that shit was so cool. And then you're trying to make me be this dude, and then like you're trying to deteriorate like what I am as a person. Like I'm not doing it, but like, no, I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Made you
now
feel...
let's be real. If you got it, like I said, with anything, you being a feminine woman and a witch cop like that, if you got it like that and I don't have to work and I don't, you know what I'm saying? If that day comes, a witch cop like that, you're going to do that, but you're not going to, you know, put on a strap and wear like what you call like we're gonna be okay, but like if somebody's trying to get it and do things like that, like I'm not gonna be nobody's savior. You have a coochie like I
hello
do.
Yeah, and I,
you know what I'm saying,
like kind of what you were saying. First of all, to go to like the heterosexual couple, like I think that's not fair to men neither. I ain't gonna hold you, and that yes, if this is we got this perspective of every man is making crazy money, and that's not true. Some men are trying to make sure their rent is paid, their car note is paid, and just be stable too. Yes, if you a hustler, if you got $10,000 in your pocket, yeah, that shit don't matter, right? Yeah. But if you just got you a regular job and a decent income, like, yeah, that's kind of inconsiderate if your woman knows, like, you got goals and shit and she wants you to pay for her and her friends all the time. I feel like you're using her. But you should act your wage. And yes, if you got a lot of fucking money.
Act your wage.
If you got a lot of money and it's nothing.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, but for some people, like, catering an expensive meal for a lot of people can really make or break your account.
Dead ass.
Like, no. And I think if your girl know, if it's really your girl and she knows your, like, financial status, she should not put you in no awkward ass position. Of course, if my girl is out with her friends or whatever, and I'm going to get a drink, what y'all want, I'm gonna get y'all a drink or whatever. Right, but right, I'm not gonna lie, for y'all to But if y'all expected me to cover y'all food, and sometimes people do, I'm not gonna lie, like, sometimes people look like I got it like that, and they'd be like, bro, like. Can you please send me your $35 for your Uber Eats?
Dead ass.
Just because I asked you, do you want something? Because I'm putting in this order, don't mean I was paying.
It was on me, right? And I think too, men. Not saying men put that on themselves, but like the whole head of the household shit. I feel like, and like men are the like the breadwinners, and they're the ones that pay all the bills. I think that also got men in that perspective feeling like they do gotta pay for shit and like trick off on girls because they're supposed to be like the head of the house. You a heterosexual man.
How you feel like, do you feel like if a woman asked you to pay for, if your wife asked, well, it's your wife, but if somebody asked you to pay for her meal and her friends, he said no. Yeah, I think it. And then I'm looking at you kind of crazy. Like, what is you here for? Yeah. And I'm not saying no petty ass meals. Like, yes, I'll buy some quick shit or whatever. But I'm just saying when y'all out SCK, having a good
Juicy
time,
Crab.
Bro, that's going to be $300 easily.
Yeah, nah.
Because you know they know you. When they know you paying them hoes, get extra oysters. You ain't never even eaten too many oysters.
You trying
now
this shit.
And now you Ariel.
Yo, so I know I did used to date somebody she was a dancer. So I think money came and went for her.
Yeah.
And she would order food just because she wanted to taste a little bit of everything. And that pissed me off because she's not finishing nothing, but she wants like two different meals just to taste it.
No. Go ahead and go home. Go ahead and make this recipe.
Girl, is you paying?
You know what I'm saying?
Make this recipe.
Nah.
All right, I got one. All right, so this say, somebody said y'all studs because y'all not cute as girly girls.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Fucking shit. Yeah, I think, all right, now look, let me think like, about me as a girly girl.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you ever a girly girl? Did you ever have a girly?
Yes.
Okay, what did it give?
Yes.
What would you wear?
Yes. So, yes, I had long hair.
Okay, long hair.
I got Indian in my family.
Okay, of course.
So I always had to smile.
Yeah.
And I did rocking very much Kato's. I've been thick my whole life.
What's Kato's?
You and Kato's, Ashley Stewart, finest. Okay. So, I had those. And, yeah, but I'm pretty, whether I'm bald headed or not. Like, you can't tell me, you see them girls at the job, it's this Lenny guy and his name Trey or whatnot, and he one of them Tyler Perry actors.
Yeah.
He call me, what y'all need? What you got? They be like, Trey, but he be like, where you at? Oh, I loved your video. He want to come talk to me. And they be so jealous. And I be like, see, I got on boy draws and I got y'all man. That's my man.
Period.
And they be so mad because he don't, you know what I mean?
You're not even trying and you got him in your face.
But
you
know I mean? Do agree something. I'm not going to agree. Ooh.
It's a tough
one. Hey, fuck all that.
No, listen, what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying because I used to say the thing. I used to say that too. A lot of times people are said because you did see the girls who had no riz. And sometimes you don't want to be realistic. And I do feel like there's some studs that even went to studs, even went further than T. Because what you wanted to date was not trying to get you. You could have got a dude, but you got the the boy in the dance that wasn't getting no love. So now you, right. You know what I'm saying, pulling down your sideburns. You know what I'm saying, your baby hair is making them sideburns. Yeah. I've seen that. So it's like, why somebody would say that? Yeah. I would say that's not for all of us, because I'm pretty.
Yeah, right. I would have said that. And I'm not
pretty,
us.
Like, no. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. Like, you know.
No, there's some studs that you definitely buy. Yeah, like, or even if they cut their hair and stuff, it's hard to see them like a girl. But when you look at pictures, you're like, oh, you were pretty or whatever. There's some studs that should never have been a girl. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. You had no chance. You have to be a stud. Because you know what? Not for nothing. Even ugly dudes get away if they got a good haircut, a nice hat.
They sure do.
Okay. Put a beard on that boy.
It's all about how you money. It's all about how you dress it up sometimes. It's handled.
Yeah. Okay. It's handled. But I love y'all.
Consider it done.
But look, I ain't mad at y'all. Y'all making the best of what you got.
Yeah.
All right? Y'all making the best out of it. I ain't mad at you, but let's not. No. Yeah. Not all studs.
Yeah.
But there are some. You made
it's
the right
women
choice,
like
my
you
boy.
That make it hard. Women like me.
Yeah, I'm just think I'm more manly. You know, like, I think I would need to get my eyebrows arched and mustache waxed.
I think you should get the mustache waxed regardless.
what are you talking about? Sorry, because what you came in on, I got lost. You think you're more manly?
No, if I try to present as a feminine woman, I feel like there's certain things I need to do to look more feminine.
Bitch, you were just on the internet looking like Trix from the Players Club last night.
Yeah, and it was
and that's why she played. And she already knew she was con B fucking for real. That's why she said that. No, she's
this,
not.
This is you're for
not
me.
That, you're not that far. If they may be in the stud legal tomorrow, you would be a law body citizen. Stop playing.
You think niggas would choose me? Niggas do be choosing me.
Yeah, well, first of all, Doug, one, you a baddie, and then two, they take not baddies too.
True.
They take not baddies. I was watching 800 Pound Life last night. They always got somebody using it, and then that's like, and then he's so dirty. I'm not even gonna lie, because I'm still emotional about it today, because he left her when she decided to change her life.
Oh,
because
you
know
that was so
because
wrong.
If you knew if she got on her feet, she wasn't gonna know how dirty he was, and you couldn't take that check no more. You know you didn't
feet.
Like that girl.
No, that's so true.
That was
me and Brandy was talking about that. Like, one thing about them shows, when they be overweight, they be having a partner.
You get to eat, you get that check, you gonna run the white field, get her ice cream and her stuff in that tub. You can do whatever you want in her Astro van.
Right.
You can do what you want.
This is a side note. Often those TLC shows, you know the one with the...
Jay and Pamela?
It's a little couple.
I fuck with them.
And that's a trans man.
Yeah, I know.
We need them on the show. We need them on the show.
True, we do need them on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get into one more.
Down. Okay.
Do you have one or you want me to give you one?
Go ahead. Let's do... one more. Yeah,
all right, this is a scenario. This is crazy. All right. Just imagine.
No, from y'all, please.
Just imagine you're having a threesome. Ooh. And the other girl squirts in your woman's mouth.
What?
What would you do?
First of all, that would never happen because my girl is not going for zero of that shit.
How she know? Like, so you ain't know she's about to squirt?
You having a threesome? My girl is not sharing me.
Okay,
like,
if she
not,
was.
Okay, so, all right. So, I'm playing double
this scenario.
Okay, so, if run it back.
All right, if the girl y'all having a threesome with squirts in your girlfriend's mouth, what are you doing?
We already with the fuck shit. I'm gonna come in with rules after the nut. Like,
I'm putting that bitch out.
You know what you gotta do?
I got.
She's like, well, I mean, what?
Bitch, because I feel like I never.
Oh, that's sickening. Because that not you there going to try to go to the dark side and then want to get there and want to chill, try to have these stipulations. You open the door to that bullshit. Like, ew.
No, but that's like a man. Like, man can have three sons, but don't nut in her.
Oh, so she's wearing her mouth. Oh, okay.
You squirted?
Squirt is crazy. But sometimes you can't.
So
help
what if she
squirt.
But if she made her squirt and then she just so happened to be there because she's still in the act?
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit,
I can't even get mad at her.
I'd be so jealous.
Cause you gotta be so turned on to squirt.
You was fucking it up.
So that made your girl killing that
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie.
If you gotta be squirting, I might have to big her up. You know, I ain't even mad. She made that bitch squirt. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie.
But clean them sheets though. I ain't cleaning that shit
up. At the moment,
yeah,
that should be a mess.
I'm gonna be a little jealous. I'm gonna be a little tight, but at the end, I'm gonna be like, I ain't gonna lie.
You killed that shit. Yeah, because a threesome is
you
like.
You say that?
I mean.
She wouldn't even have a threesome.
No, I wouldn't have a threesome. I'm just, I'm not, when I say hypothetically, I'm not even thinking with my wife because, yeah. No, ma'am. I'm just saying in general, like, hey, I don't
and
care.
And there might be some toxic shit. I feel like if a femme made her do that, I would be like, girl, you ate that shit up. If a stud made her do that, bitch, oh, yeah. That you around that fucking dude. Because you already know how studs go. I don't know what it is. And stop acting like it's not a thing. But when studs get into the room with other studs, like they automatically, and you're not going to tell me that. I've seen it face to face. I've watched it too many times, like happen just with double energies. What is that about?
That's the testosterone, man.
That is so stupid. It's so stupid.
That's the testosterone.
It's so stupid.
Crazy, boy.
It's so stupid.
I feel like I'm just around so many studs, I don't feel that no more. But I do feel like the younger me, or like when it was like in places that wasn't that many gay people.
Hell
if
yeah.
It's that's like what three, be like. If I'm like one of them ones, yeah. And another one come, I might be like, all right, now this
my town.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm all the stud in this town.
But now it's like, yeah.
Draw your straps.
When really, in reality, if y'all linked up, y'all would be the catch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but.
That's why I appreciate all my stud friends, because, yeah.
So I want to move on to this next segment we got. We just started a new segment. All right. Well, we actually started two segments.
I'm about to say, which one we about to hit on?
First of all, do you have any dating horror stories?
No. Every story, every relationship was a perfect fairy tale.
I mean, some don't got, you know, some... Horror is different.
I know.
All lesbians got a horror story.
Okay, I mean, sometimes people get shot. Sometimes when what? I say this.
I'll just say shot.
You know what I'm saying? Chopped. I ain't never got shot. But I did get my finger bit off one time.
What?
Yeah. And so, like, that was a thing.
You had to get it reattached?
Yes, it was flapping like a Pez dispenser. And if you want to be real, the incident happened after going to a Boss Britt and DJ XL party.
What?
Yeah.
Don't bring us in that.
Circa, I don't know.
We wasn't no circa.
I mean, this was years. It was like six.
You was on some freaky shit in a girl bitch.
No, it wasn't even that. I was in a relationship that I had no business being in.
Mm.
And I let it continue and brew. And you know what I'm saying? Love is blind and it can take over your mind.
Well, we learn.
You feel me? We do. You should.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was young. I was in my 20s. And you know what I'm saying? I was figuring things out. But yeah, I was in a relationship and it was like, it was very, she still had a husband. It was all kind of things.
And she bit you, sent you to the hospital, and she married.
It was a thing.
You know how hard you gotta bite somebody?
That's you toxic. Feel what I'm saying? But it was one of those things. Yeah, it was a very manipulative thing. Like, it was like me and her, okay, she wasn't living with the husband no more, but like me and her were living together. And that's the thing that I can't even be mad. Cause back then, that's why I understand everybody's standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause me personally, at that point in time, like you had a husband, you had kids. Just because you decide you want to come my way, that's not going to put me on there. You know what I'm saying? Back then, I'm just Chef P, but I knew I had dreams for myself. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing to take what I'm doing to play this family man for you because I'm licking your coochie at the point.
Hey.
I've never been that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, get it how you live. That shit wasn't coming from fucking Applebee's. So who paying for it? This dumbass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was coming with these things. And I'm not saying he's a devil because he's a sucker. He was letting this girl tell him all kind of shit. Like, and
I'm
then
confused.
It got to a point
you're
where it was just
now.
Like weird. Yeah. He calling me, you know, she's telling me, oh, I pay rent all by myself trying to make me feel bad. And then he done found my number, called her, man, I paid her rent this month. I said, no, not when she just did this whole independent women motherfucking march on the kitchen counter talking about she paid it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, it came to a point where it was like, stand up for yourself. yourself. But you know,
were giving him advice.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Until it got real. Like, then it got weird. And then that's when I had to cut it off. Because then he's like, oh, well, if my woman having that, then maybe we need to. And like, yes, bro. It gets sick. And that's why it is a dangerous game. I was young. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it does get to that. And it's like, I don't even say scenarios like this to, like, try to boast, like, oh, I had a nigga. Because, like, that does nothing. Like, y'all bitches turn all the time. There's nothing to do that. What I'm saying is I've seen how it can be damaging to everybody's psyche involved.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And put you through things. And, I mean, like, heartbreak is heartbreak. But I see why motherfuckers have so much animosity, like, towards studs and stuff like that, and why they go so hard. It ain't even that they homophobic. They bitch done played off like this. They done used you, because a lot of times women are like that. And then that's why studs go so hard to, like, be that. If you want to be the support system, everything, like, you know what I'm saying? When we balling like that, we all gonna ball. Like, who gonna have to work? My third grade fucking teacher, that was my best friend. That bitch ain't gonna have to work where I get where I'm trying to go. But, like, you know what I'm saying? That, but to be doing that,
remember,
and, like,
us
stifling.
We don't want to work neither.
You know what I'm saying?
You going to help that bitch?
She believed in me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
She believed in me. When everybody was thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm weird and all of this stuff. Now look at the weird kid. Okay. Okay. Suck a head, boy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Suck a head,
okay,
boy.
So are
S and PTSD stand for stud.
Yeah. What?
Because these men out here... I wish I would have let us play, but it was a man the other day who was going in on studs, and it was really from the bottom of his heart that his girl got taken by a stud.
And that's exactly what happened.
And that hurt. That hurt y'all different, boy.
All studs. He got PTSD.
But y'all don't notice how it changed? Do y'all notice how it changed? It's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You hear more of these, like, my dude got took by a stud. But, like, when we were growing up.
My dude got took?
Like the girl got took by a stud. These dudes' girls got took. That's what the story hearing now.
Yeah.
But when we were growing up, what were dudes saying? Can't no girl do what I do. Ain't nobody
right.
I ain't worried about no girl. You see how this changed?
Yep.
And so now the narrative, okay, be for real 2025.
Be fucking for
it
real.
Has changed. It has changed. It was, I'm not worried. Can't no girl do what I want to do. Now, oh, I want to fight that bitch. Oh, your dick ain't real. Oh, what you got like that? Oh, I fuck you too. Oh, I love that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you a bitch. Oh, I show you ain't no man. Whole time you don't want to be a man.
Right.
But you ain't no real man. That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you need to go have a baby. There's plenty of studs that want to have kids.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? But then you over here saying that, and then if a baby go pregnant, I don't give a fuck, because if God lets me, I'm going to have a baby, and you're not going to be ready for the shower pictures. You know I don't give a damn what nobody think about me.
I wasn't,
you know what I'm saying?
But,
like,
only
saying
imagine
that,
your shower
but the
pictures,
fact
bro.
That, like, when a dude is, like, emasculated, or they feel like they need to go out and you just, like, go have a baby.
Yeah.
And, like, that insult, it is just like, I'm at the Walmart. Like, you're an idiot. Like, bro, you just got out of jail. You can't buy this fucking Old Spice and these socks.
Right.
And you're taking up fucking time and you're trying to steal, but you've already alerted the shit. So the girl is gonna come over here.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And so I got an attitude about it. Now you wanna try a baby. You need to go have a baby. Not right now, but I do want a little pudding. Like,
okay.
I do. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, if you're going to be ignorant, like, at least be, like, understand.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't everybody. We don't want to be y'all. And I ain't going to lie, because there's some of them that do want to be out. Because, like you said, they wasn't making good girls. But, hey. Don't do that. Because that Puerto Rican wrist, that was Cardi. She walks so Cardi can run.
Senor.
I walk so Cardi can run.
I heard
did you
that
hear
part,
that?
Yeah.
That was her.
Did you hear that? That's my cousin, y'all. That's my cousin. Are we playing a horror hotline?
I ain't got no more liquor. I'm just saying. So,
we're about to get into our dating horror hotline, where people call in and tell us actual dating horror stories they have. And if y'all have any, make sure call in. Our number will be listed right here in the description.
Call me
call
now.
Us, because we want to hear what y'all been through. It's real out in these streets.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hold on, let me start over.
Hey, Britt. Hey, DJ Excel. So, my big horror story is that my dating life does not exist. I moved 11 hours away from home a couple years ago, and I am pansexual, which I've known for years, but I didn't know that I'm more attracted to women than men until last year. I met a girl in one of my classes because I am in college, and literally she had a girlfriend. She ran me through the ringer, and right when we stopped talking, she literally popped out with a new girlfriend, letting me know that she didn't care about me the whole time. I don't care about her anymore. It's whatever. But I say my dating life is non-existent because literally before I met her, I had started a celibacy journey on October of 2023. Me and her stopped talking April 2024. And honey, literally the 2 months that I was talking to her has been the only emotional connection that I've had. Like I said, I moved to this new city 11 hours away from home 2 years ago, and I just have been going through it. None of the apps are hitting off nothing. I'm not really like a big extrovert kind of person. I go out when I need to for work. I'm a dancer. I'm a college student. And yeah, I'm just trying to focus on myself. Maybe just but I do want a little bit of something extra on the side, especially after all the emotional turmoil that I went through, you know, freaking messing with a lesbian. Like, honestly, I must need me another pansexual girly because I do not know the lesbians this messy. How you stop talking to me at 11:01 and by 11:01:02 you got a whole 5 year
11:01:02 is like, crazy.
Honestly, I don't want to go through nothing toxic. I don't want to go through nothing like that anymore. Like, literally just a little taste of that was enough for me. And I've been focusing on myself, building up my social media, continual classes, everything. And I'm just like, what do I need to be doing? Like, literally, y'all. And I know my friends are like, you need to go out to the club. But honestly, I feel like the club is not where you're going to find the love of your life.
That's a fucking lie.
Like I said, I'm a dancer. I don't do nothing but lie up in the club. So I just feel like that's not where I need to be. And like I said, I'm also a big introvert. So like, I did try going to the skating ring and finding stuff there, but I don't know. The skating ring made me hoes. Like, I want that. I need a very special person. But maybe if everything works out for my birthday in May, I'll come to Magic City, Miami.
Hello!
But I got to see who I go with because I really don't want to come by myself all the way. Like,
girl, you can meet anybody there.
I don't know, y'all. But that's what I got going on. Sorry if this is long. Tell y'all. Tell your wife, Tisha, and tell your fiance, be love, that they are the best. And I follow both of them on Instagram because they're hella cute. Like, yes, and we can dress love that. Anyways, thank you for listening. Bye.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is sweet. She stressed me out a little
bit. I thought she was crying a little bit. And what? But I'm like, we need to find the girl. I'm about to call her back.
But I think as a pansexual, you got the most options. So she talking about she don't want to date like a lesbian no more.
Yeah, but like, what's pansexual again?
Pansexual is kind of like you're cool with. You're attracted to people for who they are, I believe. Not so like what's that?
Trans.
What's the difference between that?
Mind and soul, okay.
So mind and soul is subtracted from bisexuality. How?
Because you would date you're attracted to somebody by their mind and soul, not by their...
This is what it say. Pansexuality is a sexual orientation characterized by romantic or sexual attraction to people of all genders, regardless of their gender identity or expression.
So, like, they could be a trans man, trans woman.
Non-binary.
Yeah, so she's like, I don't want to mess with these lesbians. Well, first of all, you got a lot of options.
You have a whole lot of fucking options.
The crazy thing is, I've never heard that... She was like, I was looking for somebody at the skating rink. That never was my spot.
She must be in a smaller town. You know skating rink is crazy.
But I can say.
Yeah, can't skate.
All right. Yes, the club can be some toxic shit. But I'm not going to lie. I found my wife at the party.
But you know what she just said, too? One thing
that's
stuck
out. One in 7 trillion.
But like, nah, Brandy was coming to the parties.
Brandy was coming to my party, too.
Consistently.
But one thing she said was, all I do is lie in the club. So maybe you should stop lying or something. Maybe you need to do some work on yourself so you can attract what
but
you
need. Also, I do think this is a thing where she was saying, like, the dating apps ain't really hitting, which I already said, I think they're a little...
Apps are hard to find somebody. Yeah.
And when you're not an extrovert and, like, you work a lot, mm-hmm. you only... A lot of people tend to date somebody that works with them or something. So if there's nobody in the community... That you just need to get out more, sis, and for real, like you said, come to Magic City, Miami.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Because outside of parties, we got yacht parties, we got the beach. Like, you can meet grown women.
What you got, P?
I think it's the energy you're in.
Yeah.
Because like you said, like, of course, somebody could easily walk in on the side piece and be like, you don't want to meet nobody at the party. Like, it's dark. It's this, that, and the third. But you guys, like, met two beautiful, like, whole women.
Right.
That are not, like, fast life. That are not in there, like, drunk and doing all the things. Drunk and hot girlish or whatever that right. means to anybody who seems, like, wants to say that a woman is not aligned with her true self. You guys found that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You know what I'm saying? But like, I feel like my lady, like, you know what I'm saying? I start blowing up and like, I get millions.
Okay, start blowing up.
You know what I'm saying? I get millions of like, you're so funny. You're so this, ooh, that, ooh. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was just something about like hers.
Yeah.
And then I found it. And I know she was a little skeptical at first. And I'm like, oh, shit, you probably got... You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't even really do this. Like,
so wait, you found her on the internet?
On TikTok.
On TikTok,
you feel
okay.
what I'm saying?
She was on your comments.
Yes.
What did her comments say that made you be like...
I can't remember, but it was different. It wasn't just like, you funny. It just wasn't that. And like, it, you know what I'm saying? And it was genuine. And it was like... You know what I'm saying? So from there, like, I approached her from that, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, so had it not been for TikTok, for me acting like my kind of homophobic mama back in 2000,
right. With a wig on and everything.
In 17, like, I wouldn't even know. You know what I'm saying? That bought that, and it's crazy. And then they're best of friends. My mama loves her.
So pretty much where you least thought you would find somebody, you found somebody.
Yes, because I was against it. Like, dating apps, I still am. Like, ew. Like, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can find anything, everybody. Because, like, the love of my life, I found on TikTok.
Well, friend, you might just need to go on TikTok, right? Friend. That might be where her love is at. So.
Or at least, because I didn't expect to find my girl. You definitely didn't expect, not in no club.
And it's what you're just saying, for real, is really when we don't expect it.
Stop looking.
Yes, yeah, stop looking. Just go out and enjoy yourself, and you will attract something to you, because that's crazy. Because and the thing is, being promoters and stuff, a lot of times we see the same people in our club, so I'm never even looking. I'm really like just chilling. So when my girl came in,
who was that?
Scooped her up. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get into one more segment before we wrap up. All right,
you pulled everything.
No, we didn't, because this one is called "We Listen and We Don't Judge." So like, we're just here for you. You know, we know. You know, you got this. You're glowing up. You're going crazy. But then you've been through some things. Are there some good things, bad things that people might not know? Tell us about something. We ain't gonna judge you.
And we listen and we don't judge.
Yes.
Okay, how about this?
It's you leaning in, getting a little creepy over here.
No, because I did it long enough. I had like four different "We Listen and We Don't Judge," and I wanted to know which one, and I ran up through my girl because I was like, what do you know? But you know, I lived a wild life, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, whatever. So once again, like, I don't know, it was like five, six years coming from one of you guys' parties, you know, please go party with Boss Britt and DJ Excel. They are experiences. Some you won't even remember, but you'll never forget.
Hello.
Like this
like
night. We went to a party, and then when I woke up, like, I clearly had peed on myself. Like, it was like pee on everything, but I wasn't at my house. I was on somebody's couch. And so, like, it was already weird, and it was just like, okay, but I just went home. Like, this, you know, I went home, which got like that, okay, like, whatever. I didn't know what happened. It was a wild night. The owner of the house called me a couple of times, like, yo, did you fucking pee in my dishwasher? And I'm like, yo, why the fuck would I pee in your dishwasher? No, it was what I did wake up Saturday. I was like, yo, it looked like it's fucking pee. I said, how do you ain't know it was beer? And you said, I don't fucking know. I said, well, taste it. I'm not fucking doing it. Okay, well, like, wash it and let it go. But we don't know. It could be pee. It couldn't be beer. And like, I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know damn well you peed in the
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Because they're
not judging.
I'm not judging.
Yeah,
I'm not judging
you.
It's a fact. I wasn't saying good or bad. It's a fact you peed in their dishwasher.
No. Like, I mean,
technically she don't know.
I did not know at the time, like when they called and said, hey, like, now I know I did that because I woke up pissy and I didn't know what was going on. But I was like, maybe I was on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, maybe my grown ass pissed on the couch. Okay, we was fucked up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then getting confronted about pissing in a dishwasher, that's crazy. Who would piss in a dishwasher? But like then again, like you always say, like, yo, who the fuck is that? I was like, why the fuck would I piss in your dishwasher? Well, it looked like pee. I said, it could be beer. You know what I'm saying?
So ain't nobody had beer that night.
No, so at the same time, though, matter of fact, let me reclaim my time.
Beer is crazy.
Beer could have spilled in the dishwasher, and I could have peed on myself same night, and nobody knows. And all of this happened at Boss Bear and DJ XL party, because that's where we came from that night before all of this happened. Blame you.
It's like a good time to me. wow. I'm not judging. That's... I'm just happy it wasn't my dishwasher, was it? No, okay, all right. Because
you did tell like a crazy story too. Yeah.
That was crazy, but yeah. I mean, it was all right. I didn't mean any other instances. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even want to get into it.
What'd she do?
No, the other day she confessed that one time when we were roommates.
Been holding that so long.
She was naked in my bed. She fell asleep in my bed naked.
I was drunk and I woke up.
And well, Clarity was XL in the
and
bed?
My girl. No.
Oh, okay.
No, she was always out. Y'all was always doing parties. Like, XL was the best roommate. The bitch was never home.
Hello, I got things to do. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We was in there.
He was there shit naked.
On the floor.
Well, look, Pete, we appreciate you.
Yes.
We want to encourage everybody to go check you out, follow you. And I know you got, like, you just going to keep going up. You know what I mean? Just be consistent. And we seen your consistency with everything. Because you can have one viral, you know, clip or whatever, but to be consistent. And when I see you on the Shade Room, I'm like, yo, that's what's up. And that's just like, I feel like that'd be God confirming, like, you doing the right thing. Keep it up. I'm going to keep putting you in the right position. So that's what's up. Yeah.
Thank you, fam.
Keep doing you.
Yeah. And what did
Jack
we learn
of all
today?
Trades.
Be for real in 2025.
Be fucking for real 2025.
Yeah. And use your private web browsing screen. Yeah.
That's crazy because I never knew about that. All right, we out. Y'all already know it's the No Homo Show.
Yeah.
My ass hurts from this seat.
Yeah.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.